KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Penny Nelson. Cindy Sheehan is back in California to tend to her ailing mother. Sheehan, who lost her soldier son in Iraq, has been camped out near President Bush's Texas ranch for nearly 2 weeks, asking to speak with the president about the war. She returned to California last night after learning that her mother had suffered a stroke. Sheehan vowed to return to the anti-war vigil as soon as possible. Talks between Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the democratically controlled state legislature broke down last night, squelching hopes for a deal on compromise measures for the November special election. The governor said they tried hard but ran out of time. Now the two sides will likely gear up for battle over the seven measures set to go on the ballot. And San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom was in Yosemite National Park yesterday to announce a new five-year agreement between the city and the National Park Service. San Francisco will provide the national park roughly $3 million annually to protect and preserve the water supply in Hetch Hetchy Reservoir, the source of drinking water for 2.4 million Bay Area residents. Newsom also addressed the controversial idea of draining the Hetch Hetchy Valley and moving the reservoir downstream.
And so while I love the vision of spending billions of dollars to restore this valley to its pristine state, I wouldn't mind taking that same amount of money and doing 50 other environmental projects where you actually going to do something that could give you more bang for the buck. In addition to that, guarantee the future of our region from a water resource perspective.
A state task force is reviewing the feasibility of removing the O'Shaughnessy Dam and restoring Hetch Hetchy Valley. They will release their findings in the fall. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is in full campaign mode as the weeks come to a close, with several fundraisers scheduled to promote his three initiatives on the special election ballot. One of those measures, to change the way political districts are drawn, was almost removed from the ballot until the state Supreme Court intervened last week. But there are lingering questions about what happened before the case went to court, including why the governor's official lawyer was working on the politically controversial initiative. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports.
On June 13th, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger took to the airwaves to announce his agenda for reform would be voted on in November.
With those millions of people who have signed the petitions and standing behind me, the day I signed the proclamation calling for a special election.
But as he delivered that speech, Schwarzenegger knew one of his reform initiatives to change the way political districts are drawn might be in legal trouble. That was because the initiative circulated for signatures used different language than the one submitted to state officials. In fact, just hours before the speech, an attorney representing Schwarzenegger took part in a private meeting with a top state elections official and, by at least one account, urged that official to conclude the changes in wording were minor. That attorney was Peter Siggins, who works in the governor's Capitol office as his legal affairs secretary. His role has raised questions about whether an attorney paid by the taxpayers should have been so deeply involved with a ballot initiative that originated with the governor's political allies. Siggins says his involvement was proper.
If the question is, did I act within my duties as legal affairs secretary in engaging the way I did with respect to Proposition 77, I answer unquestionably yes.
A governor's legal affairs secretary typically reviews any number of policy issues, including executive orders and death penalty cases. But unlike most chief executives, Schwarzenegger has also made the initiative process a key part of how he handles his job as governor. Bob Stern is president of the nonprofit Center for Governmental Studies in Los Angeles.
Because this governor is a Republican and because the legislature is Democratic, this governor has found that he's much more effective in going to the voters and going over the heads of the legislature. And so that becomes part of his governing style. And the question would be, is he allowed to use state staff as part of this style, a part of putting measures on the ballot?
Governor Schwarzenegger's Democratic critics say no.
This administration has not only blurred the line, they've stepped completely over the line.
Gary South was chief of staff to Gray Davis as lieutenant governor and went on to serve as Davis's chief political consultant. He now works for controller Steve Wesley's campaign for governor. South and former Davis administration officials who did not want to be interviewed on the record point to this audiovisual ethics orientation that every high-ranking state official must review.
In the absence of clear and explicit legislative authorization, a public agency may not expend public funds to promote a partisan position in an election campaign. Stanson.
The ethics program cites a court ruling that public funds, like an employee's salary or state office equipment, cannot be used for a ballot measure campaign. Again, Democrat Gary South.
This is very, very clear. Pete Siggins had no right whatsoever as a full-time employee of the state of California to be using his official time in the governor's office, reviewing or in any other way diddling around with a ballot measure.
But Peter Siggins is adamant he acted on behalf of Schwarzenegger as governor, not Schwarzenegger as politician.
My job, my responsibility, is to advise the governor on legal matters that bear upon his taking official action, like the calling of a special election. So it was important to me to be able to fully inform the governor of the likelihood of which measures may be on the ballot should he call that special election.
Siggins says the law only prohibits working on an initiative once it's in front of the voters. In other words, once the campaign has begun. Karen Getman, a former chairwoman of the state campaign watchdog agency, the Fair Political Practices Commission, says Siggins may be right, but she says it's a gray area of the law, and it might just as well be true that once an initiative is circulated for signatures, the campaign has begun. Either way, Getman says the issue could have been avoided.
The real question is, why did the governor let anybody go there? Why not set up bright lines in his office, as other governors have done, and say that when something involves a campaign or involves the electorate or an issue that's going to clearly go in front of the electorate, we let our campaign staff take over at that point.
The questions about who was working behind the scenes and why it took so long for the governor's advisors to reveal the problems with Prop 77 are likely to be examined by Democrats in a special legislative hearing. But that hearing may not take place until after the initiative is considered by voters on November 8th. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Friday, August 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer with additional engineering from Seal Muller and Paul Lancour. Jason Marsh and Lissa Mudd directed the show this week. The editor is Kat Snow with help from Catherine Poff. Our interns are Rebecca Fury, Paula Rogers, and Deepthi Wailarathna. Stacey Bond produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy, and our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com, and the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.